So it is time for Tips and Sips. I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. GeraldandYvette.com. Yeah, GeraldandYvette.com. So I am in help for the help meet. All right, so we are help meets that are suitable. Do you all know I'm in warrior mode? I am in full warrior mode these days. I mean, when I say I'm in warrior mode, I mean wholeheartedly. Because the sword of the spirit is the word of God. It's in warrior mode. All right. Now, some of you want to be a helpmeet, and the situation you're in or the circumstance you're facing or the king that you are a helpmeet for, you're in a spiritual battle. Just spiritual battle. And if you don't have spiritual weapons and you're fighting a spiritual battle, you're going to have some trouble. Yeah. You're going to have some trouble. I'm just saying, that's just point blank. If you're in a spiritual battle, please get some spiritual weapons. And depending on the battle, because the battle I was in, I was going to church every week. I was preaching. I was teaching. I loved the Lord. And the spiritual battle I was in, I was losing. Marriage falling apart. Husband just going straight to hell. Separations. He was battling perversion. Alcoholism, mental illness, I mean, drugs, it was on. The devil thought, oh, I got her and him. Let me do this. The devil was just coming in doing whatever he wanted. And God does not like that. Like, why are you letting him? Because that's what it was. If you don't know how to use your spiritual gifts, you are allowing the enemy to win a battle he should not be winning. Just looking at it is not going to do it. Just hoping that it goes away, not going to cut it. I'm not saying everybody's in a major spiritual battle, but some people are. And if you don't have the spiritual weapons you need, you will get beat down. Do you have your Help for the Help Meet book? Because during Sips and Tips, you should get your sip. Now, I suggest sparkling juice, but whatever sip you need, get your journal so you can write notes. Now, don't tell me you don't know what to do. And I'm giving whole lessons over here. Whole lessons. Get your pen and your paper. Get your book out. It's time to study to show yourself approved. Yeah, it's time to study. All right. Gerald and I, that's my priest, prophet, and king, my amazing husband, Gerald. Gerald and I were in a spiritual battle, but this was a war I could win with God's help. So key, sip on that. You can't win this war without God's help. And you don't win it by begging God, can you do something? God is like, I can do something. Give you authority, give you power, and give you weapons. That's what I'm doing. So it says, I didn't take a sip. I don't know what part, but it was worth a sip. All right. It says, so I asked God to give me the strength to fight the way he wanted me to fight. We got to fight this thing the way God wants us to fight. Now, let me tell you what I was doing. I was fighting with my husband. I was yelling at him, screaming at him, kicking him out, fussing, just not doing what I was supposed to do. How about that? Not acting the way I should be acting. Not loving the way I should be loving. Not understanding what I should have been doing. I was fighting my husband instead of fighting the enemy. I didn't know any better. As it says, I asked God for the strength to fight the way he wanted me to fight. I've got to fight God's way. You've got to fight God's way. I knew I needed resources to help me. So I went to the bookstore and I purchased the book on spiritual warfare and began to study. Oh, some of you haven't studied, or you're studying, but you're not studying hard enough, long enough for the war you're in. That's the problem. I had to study. I had to get books. Yes, actual books. Not, oh, somebody show me this and somebody, can't you pray for him? Can't you help me with this? Get some books. Get to studying. Spiritual warfare is no simple subject. Not like you're going to pick up one book and go, oh, I get it. Not usually. Not most people. Now, it might be for you, but it wasn't for me. I had to do some serious study. It says, I purchased a book on spiritual warfare. As I researched, notice some of these words. I'm going to have you sip on these words. Study. Research. Yeah. Some of you think this is a simple thing. and you haven't studied and you haven't researched, you haven't actually done what's necessary to win this war. Now, if there was a weapon of whining, I would have gotten that. But guess what? God was like, there is no weapon that's called whining. How about I sip on that? Whining is not one of God's spiritual weapons. Newsflash, Yvette. So I had to go, oh, this whining I'm doing, it's not helping me with the war. Oh, let me do this God's way. So I said, it says, as I researched this topic, have you researched? Have you studied to show yourself approved? Have you gotten enough of the weapons in your arsenal for the actual war you're in? Yeah, because the war I was in, I couldn't have wimpy arsenal. I had to be pow, 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 cut, slice, all of it. I needed all of it. All right. It says, as I researched the topic, I began to believe in verses in the Bible. Now, I told you I was loving the Lord. I told you I was preaching and teaching. But there were certain verses that I knew, but I didn't know. That's a whole tip. There are certain verses you know, you knew, but you don't really know. Like know in your spirit, like understand fully. There's some scriptures you just kind of gloss over and you don't take it seriously. So one of those scriptures was 2 Timothy 2, 3, and 4. 2 Timothy 2, 3, and 4. Are you in your journal? Are you writing notes? If you don't have your journal, you can get it on my page. But if you don't have the journal, just write some notes somewhere. Put it all together. Get yourself together. This is research. I began to believe in verses like 2 Timothy 2, 3, and 4, which says, take with me your share of hardship, passing through the difficulties which you are called to endure. Oh, wait. Passing through difficulties which you're called to endure. That means you don't get to the difficulty and fall apart. I'm sorry. I get frustrated. You don't get to the difficulty and ask somebody else to fight for you. You don't get to the difficulty and then say, I give up. You don't get to the difficulty and then don't ask God what to do. You get to the difficulty and you pass through and endure with God, of course. It says, take with me. God is saying, if you go through this with me. Now, when we go off on our own and yell and scream and act up and dare I say, start being bitter and angry and frustrated, you're on your own. You're on your own. Because God will tell you, you got to take these weapons up. Take them up with me and let's go through the difficulty. We don't stop in the difficulty. We don't push it away, push it out the door. Because that's what I was doing. Push this difficulty out the door. And God was not pleased. He said, I've given you weapons of warfare. I can go through this with you. If you hold on to me and study to show yourself approved, I got you. It says, like you're called to endure like a good soldier. You all know this scripture. You've probably read this scripture and endure like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. You know that. We heard that scripture. But when it's time to endure, oh, we act like we don't know. Are you writing down some things? We're passing through. We're passing through. Then when you get through, it's like, yes, hallelujah. I'm passing through. I passed through with Jesus. I couldn't have done it on my own, but I passed through the difficulty with Jesus. I'm a good soldier because I didn't stop. I'm a good soldier because I used my weapons. I'm a good soldier because I got in it with God and we went through it. Whew, that's good to me. It says, no soldier in active service gets entangled in ordinary business affairs of a civilian. Whew, when you're in active war, you don't start doing stuff like civilians do it. You stay in war mode. You stay preparing your weapons. You're looking left. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You don't get involved in what other people are dealing with. You're passing through. You're dealing with your weapons. Other people, maybe they're not in a war. Maybe they're over there losing their war. But you can't involve yourself with civilian ideas and difficulties. You got to get yourself together. This is good. It says, he avoids them. The soldier avoids the civilian foolishness during a war. We don't have time. Yeah, I didn't have time for people that were not in a war to talk to me. Like, would you like to go eat? No, I got to study. I think we're going to be going to the... No, I can't go. I got to read. You should just leave him because that's not what God told me. So I've got to study to show myself approval, sharpen my sword. I don't have time for civilian foolishness when I'm in a war. I got to talk to people who are ready for battle.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Keep being in a war and you're talking with civilians. Involving yourself in civilian stuff when you're really a soldier. That doesn't go together. It says, so that he may please the one who enlisted him to serve. God enlisted you because he gave you all these weapons. It said, wow, I was in for a significant shift in my spiritual life. I had to go through a shift. I had to become a helpmeet. I had to realize my husband needed me to war on his behalf. I had to realize I was not about to allow the enemy to take my destiny, my purpose, and my family. I was not allowed to allow the enemy to win a war that God said I could win. The enemy can't win a war when God says, I can win this war. Yeah, that's just me. That's just me. I got to win this war. Me and God doing it his way. Me and God. I'm a soldier in his army with his weapons doing it his way. I can't do anything but win. God's army I'm enlisted in. So I get to use God's weapons of warfare. Oh, that's good right there. So we win. You got to be in warfare mode, and then you got to know what to do with your sword. Then you got to know what to do with the word of God. Then you have to know what to do with all weapons of warfare. You have to. If you don't know, you got to study. If you don't know, you got to get it together. Research. Get some help. Get some help. The sword, we win. With the word of God, you win. But if you don't know how to use the word of God as a weapon, see, I was using the word of God to make me feel good. Maybe you're different than me, but I was thinking I was supposed to use the word of God and everything was just supposed to be daisies and roses for me, butterflies and rainbows, and God was going to take care of everything. I'll just sit here. Well, rude awakening. God was like, get in this fight with me because you're on the earth and I can use you as a soldier. You're on the earth and I'm going to teach your hands to war and your fingers to fight. Those scriptures are in the Bible for a reason. Oh, I knew how to fight in the natural because I was fussing and yelling and screaming and acting crazy. But God was like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about winning in the spirit realm. I'm talking about understanding the spirit realm. I'm talking about understanding your weapons of war and then using them skillfully. Skillfully. That's a subject I love to talk about. I'm in warrior mode. All right. When I have my sparkling juice, sparkling cider, apple flavored Martinelli's, that's what I have tonight. Enjoying that in my beautiful Help Me Sips cup. So good. In the Help for the Help Me book. Get your Help for the Help Me book. Get some help. You want to save your marriage? Become a helpmeet that is suitable. You want to win the war? Become a soldier in God's army. Oh, okay. And some of you need both. You need both. Get what you can get. Because God wants to help you win this war. The war that's attacking families. The war that's attacking destiny. The war that's attacking marriages. We got to win this war. But we got to win it God's way. We've got to win it God's way. Amen. All right, well, I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GerAldandYvette.com. So you can click on the website, go to the store, get some resources, get your journal, get your Help for the Help Meet book and workbook, get some webinars, get some information. I also have a mentoring program, the Help Meet Army. Bam! Where we learn how to use our swords. Where we learn spiritual warfare and how to be a helpmeet that is suitable. We don't play, but we do slay. Devils, that is. That's what we do. And meet me on Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we will pray for our priest, prophet, and king. I don't know what the target will be on Tuesday, but meet me on Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll ask God what he wants us to cover. What does he want us to pray? What target does he have for us to cover our kings? It may be one of the targets we've had before, because sometimes we have to go boom, 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 so we can knock the enemy out. Yeah, gotta do what we gotta do. If you need help with warfare prayers, I have a prayer book, volume 1 and volume 2. Prayer book, volume 1 and volume 2. Helpmeets need warfare prayers for her king. Get that on the website as well. I also have I'm a Helpmeet Warrior t-shirts now on the website. Yeah, you've got to decree it. You've got to declare it. You've got to understand. This warrior thing is a mentality. This warrior thing is serious business. So that is also on the website. All right. See you soon.